This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Bernstein and Rahimi, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's back. The Bank of America Chicago Marathon 2021 is back on the streets of Chicago on Sunday. And that means the award-winning radio broadcast of the event is back on The Score from 7 to 11 a.m. on Sunday. And here to tell us everything you need to know about the 43rd annual event is the executive race director of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, Carrie Pinkowski, who is joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Carrie, I'm glad we're doing this. It's some normalcy. Congratulations on the return.
Well, Dan, thank you so much. 720 days between the two events, which is hard to process sometime, but we're back, looking forward to the tradition continuing this Sunday.
Well, and that was where I wanted to first start. This is an event that is massive, to say the absolute least. Even the amount of runners, when you think about nearly 46,000 runners crossing the finish line 2 years ago, what were the difficulties and the challenge to get to this point and try to plan this amidst a pandemic that's still going on and try to make this all happen?
Well, you know, it was such a fluid situation, but when we paused the 2020 event, we started really working on what was our strategy to come back, and really working with our local health department, with the city of Chicago, was making sure that we were, aware of and making the event safe. So, I mean, what you're going to see, obviously, on Sunday is 2019, we had 47,000 participants start. We've reduced the field by 25%. We're going to use the same footprint that we use, so we'll be able to spread out a little bit. The grandstands that we saw in previous years won't be there. We're just being sure that we're safe, and we're taking all the precautions to make sure everybody gets through and has a great day.
Now, I'm looking at the weather forecast, and it says for Sunday, 83 degrees, which is unseasonably warm, and obviously can be of concern as far as the health and safety of the runners.
Sure. I mean, we're talking with our medical director and our volunteers. I mean, we'll put the resources against the warmer weather. The great thing is we start at 7:30 in the morning, so that's the coolest, stillest part of the day. But we're watching the weather. We got a couple of days. Hopefully we see it trend back down a little bit. But, you know, for the return of the Chicago Marathon, would you want it any other way? You know, this is a hearty bunch that has been through a lot the last 728 days. So we'll do what we have to do, and the tradition will continue.
For fans, it's a great day to watch an event and to celebrate and appreciate the marathon. And I do think it's wonderful how many neighborhoods are part of the course. What will the neighbors be seeing, and where will it go? And I appreciate some of the neighborhoods that are highlighted, even in the brief notes to the race observers.
Sure, Layla. I mean, one of the great characteristics of the Chicago Marathon is the fact that it does make its way through so many wonderful neighborhoods. I think it's a great tour of the city of Chicago, the architecture, the real essence of what Chicago is about, and the neighborhoods and the residents and the local businesses have been amazing and welcoming everyone. But it's also very accessible for friends and family members, We have a wonderful relationship with the CTA. It was one of the largest day pass purchase days in Chicago for 2019. We had about over 400,000 individuals that got on public transportation and went to different locations. So it's an adventure for friends and family members, and they can discover the city. It's also a great tour for our participants. So, we're just looking to get back. I said from the beginning when we started planning our return that this was going to be a special edition. It was going to be a transition year, and as we move to 2020. So we're all working together. I mean, the ecosystem is amazing. It takes just about every city agency and planning, and it's just been great to be working with all these really talented people in the city of the Chicagoland area.
Well, let's talk about the top of the field then. What big names are here, and how do you see this shaking out?
Well, that remains the same. I'm just overwhelmed by the response and the athletes that we have. I mean, we had some great racing in 2019. Bridget Koskaj set the world record, brought the women's record back to Chicago, which is amazing. We've got a young lady that's cut from the same cloth, Ruth Chepin-Gedich, who's the fourth fastest marathon runner of all time. She's in great form. You may remember Galen Rupp from 2017. He was in the Olympics in Tokyo recently. Didn't go as according to plan, but he's a two-time Olympic medalist. He's back, former champion Dixon Chumba. On the women's side, Sarah Hall, one of our top Americans. We got a really great blend of American athletes and international. A little bit warmer weather. I think it'll be really interesting. I think it's become, 2019, it was about speed and going fast. I think you're going to see a little bit more tactics and a little patience and strategy, so it'll make for some interesting racing.
Well, and the wheelchair field is really exciting as well when you think about the fact that seven countries are represented. You have five past Bank of America Chicago Marathon champions, and their times to me are just amazing when you think about the personal records for some of the wheelchair field as well.
And we're afforded such a great opportunity. The best wheelchair pair of athletes come from the University of Chicago. That team is amazing. It's produced Tatiana McFadden and Amanda McCrory. Our former champions, Daniel Romanchuk, who's also from the University of Illinois. They got a great team down there that not only comes up here and gets after it, but they're dominant in Boston and globally, and they racked up a bunch of medals in the Olympics. So those men and women from the University of Illinois think of Chicago as their hometown event. Got a lot of Illinois alumni and Fighting Illini that'll be out on the course. So it's a hometown event for them. So we're looking forward to some great racing from the Push Rim group too.
We're talking with Kerry Pinkowski, the executive race director of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. It'll be the 43rd annual event and Kerry's 31st. In 2019, charity runners in this race raised $27.1 million. What's amazing, last year, as strictly a virtual event, charity runners raised $10.9 million without there even being a physical race. This year, more than 170 charities are in. I know the charity that I help run is proudly involved once again, involved virtually last year as well. It's such an important tentpole fundraiser for charities of various sizes, from little mom and pop shops to some of the big corporate funded ones. And it's done a whole hell of a lot of good for a long time.
Sure, Dan. We'll have over 8,000 runners that are raising money for their associated charities. It's a real pillar of the event, the philanthropic. I think it just illustrates the heart and soul of this, where so many people give and support runners. And really, at a time where these charities need help and need the support coming through this the past 18 months. So it's just amazing. And I think we're going to see a lot. It's going to be an emotional day, to not have the event in 2020, although we raised money virtually. We need to get back and get back to those levels or exceed those levels that we saw in 2019. So we're on our way.
I am proud to say that I donated to my friend running the race, John from Mercy Home. So that was a way that I was able to donate and learn about a new charity. And thank you for that opportunity.
Well, Dan's been working with Team One Step that does. I mean, there's so many organizations locally here in Chicago that do so much great work at a time that it's needed more than ever, especially with young people and people at risk and people that are suffering. So we're just happy to and pleased to be back and be associated with all the great work and the hard effort that goes into the support of these organizations.
So here is to a safe and secure and competitive, exciting race on Sunday, 7 to 11. Coverage right here on The Score. Kerry Pinkowski, thank you.
And you can listen wire-to-wire coverage on AM 670 The Score. That's right, our award-winning broadcast. So thank you so much, Dan, Layla. It's great to talk to you. Looking forward to a great Sunday.
Have a great weekend. Thank you, Kerry.
Thank you.
That is Kerry Pinkowski. And next up, transition to the Lawrence Holmes Show, straight ahead on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.